And since that time, we've been seeing the greatest perversion among God's people that's ever been perpetrated. They used to change the little footnotes in the Bible and try to fool God's people and lead them off from the truth and say this in the Greek and this in the Hebrew means this. But now they've gone directly to the text and changed it. Amen. And this foolish generation don't have enough of spiritual acumen and knowledge and a few men of God that are left that has enough of courage to stand up to the devil, to open their eyes and give them spiritual light and understanding to turn their ears away from these false prophets and their power over their lives. And it's all the spirit of the Antichrist. In 1 John the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 1, we see that old revelation of the Antichrist in religion. 1 John the 4th chapter and verse 1. And he said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Didn't say preacher. That's something you got to be careful about what the Bible says. Didn't say every preacher that confesseth Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. It said every spirit. "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is none of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." See, he used to hang around the Jews. Got the Jews to just, you know, to reject Christ. Kill him. But see, 1917, that thing went up into Russia. And he said, "You're of God, little children, and have overcome them." Them what? Them old spirits of Antichrist. He's not talking about preachers. He said, "Believe not every spirit." You've overcome them, old spirits of Antichrist, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't believe he's talking about Jesus either. I believe he's talking about the Word of God that is in you. Because he said in 1 John 2:14, said, said, "You're strong, young men. You've overcome the world because the Word of God abideth in you." He's not talking about Jesus. There's a lot of people out here with Jesus in them is getting fooled. But when you get that Word of God in you, nobody's going to fool you. Or fool with you either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, "Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world." Now he says, "They're of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." We're of God. "He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Well, that's plain enough. 1 John 2:18, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. And even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we knew that it is the last time." Well, they had a plenty of them back in John's day. But they all hung around headquarters. Now they got headquarters all perverted. Now they're out here monkeying with everybody else. After they got headquarters seduced. See, these are seducing spirits. When you talk about the spirit of Antichrist, you're talking about a spirit of a religion, a religious spirit, a seducing spirit, a bewitching spirit. It's all Antichrist to turn you away from the truth of God's Word. For if you don't have the Word, you don't have Jesus. Amen. How do you know when these birds? Verse 19, 1 John 2:19. "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." And the word manifest means to be apparent to the mind or the five senses. To be obvious. To be clear. To be proved. Right, Brother Brown? God says, "I'm going to manifest them birds so you'll know them." They'll be obvious to a real saint of God. The three horsemen of the apocalypse are riding the earth. The two greatest and most powerful ones are the white horseman and the red horseman. The white horseman being the spirit of the Antichrist, upon which the conditions that he stirs is a foundation for the rise of the Antichrist himself, in which this spirit will enter with a false prophet. And the world church will arise. The ecumenical movement will embrace the work of the Antichrist and the message of the Antichrist. That will cause a breach in religion, as it's commonly called in the world today. And God's saints will be ostracized from the mainstream religion of the world. And there will be a great big zone open up there between us and the mainstream religionists of our day. And there'll be no buffer zone there like there has been to protect us from the guillotine and from the wrath of the Antichrist. And that's when our travail will come suddenly upon us and the world. But the Bible gives us a lot of wonderful promises for us that prepare for this day in which terrorism and famine and pestilence will grip this world. I want you to look at one of those wonderful scriptures in Psalm, the 91st chapter. Praise God, it's a wonderful scripture. Verse 5, he said, "Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night." Terrorism is arising in the darkness of disbelief and rejection of God's true word. That's the night that we're talking about, is a spiritual darkness that's arising because of rebellion against the word of God and a receiving of the Antichrist doctrines and the Antichrist seducing spirits that are abundant even in the churches and in the preachers today. He said, in the night that's arising, you don't have to be afraid for that terror, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence. That's some old epidemics that are walking in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou see, and behold, the reward of the wicked. Why? Because before the night came, you made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You lived in Him. You lived in Him. You didn't just say, I believe Him, but you just lived in Him. In Him we move and breathe and have our being, Paul said. He says, because you've done that, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague, none of them old epidemic diseases have come nigh your dwelling. Why? For He shall give His angels charge over thee. Praise God. God's going to keep us in a guardianship if we begin it now, if we cultivate it, if we culture it, if we make it a very part of our conscious and subconscious living and lifestyle. And verse, Psalm 91 verse 14, you've set your love upon Him. Because you've set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. That's why He's going to deliver us. I'll set Him on high because He's known my name. He shall call upon me, and I won't hear him. Oh, no, that's wrong. He shall call upon me, and I will hear him. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, the Lord tells also about His people being under the terrible pressures of the Antichrist system that's arising. When it comes upon us like as a woman that's in travail with child. In Isaiah 33 and 14, He said, when it happens, He said, the sinners in Zion will be afraid. Fearfulness will surprise the hypocrites. Then He asked, said, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Then He says, who? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. Then He goes on down in verse 18. He said, thine heart shall meditate terror. Let me tell you, terror will be all around us. But our heart will meditate and we'll ponder what's going on. We'll be like Noah in his ark with a storm raging against it, buffeted from the storms and the winds and the floods that have risen in judgment against the unbelieving. The Lord said, we'll be in there meditating that terror that's all around us, pondering it, wondering what's going on out there. Praise God. He said, verse 19 said, you'll see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than you can perceive, of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. These things are coming upon the end time generation. Terrorism is rising swiftly. And I like to think of many scriptures in the New Testament that the Lord has spoken to us in his compassion of. In 2 Corinthians 5, 10, 11, he said, we'll all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in this body according to that which we've done, whether it be good or bad, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. We persuade men. Let me tell you, the Bible warns us that God is a God of judgment. In Hebrews 10, 31, the scripture warns us and said, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, Lord, I don't want to fall in his hands. I want to fall on his mercy. Praise God now and prepare my heart for that time. We read in Joel